crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records,
phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, this is a jumping little record. I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience,
I'm going down, down.
Happy birthday to Born in the USA, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, demastering Led Zeppelin, welcoming back King Crimson, and a shellac spin from before LPs, the number one song stateside 70 years ago while the beaches at Normandy were claimed on D-Day. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
This is a story about my hometown. The people were very funny people. In fact, I remember this fellow. His name was Important William. That's what all of us called him. His hours were from 8 to 5. He worked every day. He was a hardworking man. And he came home one afternoon, and he found that his house had burnt to the ground. And all he did, he just looked around and said, well, it's all right. And I couldn't understand it. His house had burned clean to the ground, and all he did was say that it was all right. Another story was about a boy named Chick. In fact, he was my best friend. Well, his name really was Roland Baker, but everybody called him Chick. Him and I, we went to a bar one night, and when we walked in, his girl was dancing with another fella. So we sat over in a corner, just him and I, we was reminiscing about, you know, nothing, blasé, blasé. Until the record was over, and this fella kept dancing with his girl. No music, and this fella still holding hands dancing. And all Chick said, well, don't worry about it, cause it's all right. And I yet couldn't understand it. He said, oh, it's all right. It's all right. Now, another thing, this happened to me. I had a girl in the same town. I went to her house one night. I was supposed to take her to the drive-in. I was about 15 minutes late. As I walked up the stairs, I saw the silhouette on the shade, but I thought it was her and her mother sitting on the couch, you know what I mean? So I went on up and knocked on the door. When I walked in, she's sitting there holding hands with another dude. She told me, she said, Jerry, she said, you're too late. And look at here, brother, let me tell you, I didn't say it was all right. I tell you what I said. No, but I better not tell you, because if I tell you that up here, they'll close the joint. But what I'm going to say, I'm going to say right now that it's all right, you know? Because I feel like right now that I'm making it. And I'm going back to that town. I'm going back to that town. And when I go back to that town, I'm going to be just like the rest of the people in there. I'm going to walk through the street and hold my head up high. And I'm going to tell everybody, it's all right, 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 believe me, Lord, all right.
It was Frank Zappa who championed Brooklyn street singers The Persuasions. Since Frank's own roots were in group harmony R&B, he got them out to L.A. to record their debut a cappella for Warner Brothers in 1970. Tribute albums by The Persuasions to The Grateful Dead, The Beatles, and before long to Zappa himself would follow. The Franco-Brit-Italo artist Piers Faccini was born in 1970, but his contemporary music connects directly with that time. And so I'll connect a few dots back to that age, beginning with this new track from Piers' self-released LP Between Dogs and Wolves. This is Pieces of Ourselves.
Pieces of ourselves we left behind, and we made our way back across the great divide. Pieces of ourselves we lost out on the track. Each day the flame burns more candle in the wax. Every path I found opens up. Thank you. A cloud of eiderdown draws around me, softening the sound. Sleepy time, and I lie with my lamp by my side, and she's breathing low. And the candle dies, when night comes down you lock the door, the book falls to the floor.
Hold me, it's made into ashes. resting for faults in the clouds of delusion. Shall we go? You and I, while we can,
the 1968 Grateful Dead single that sank like a stone. Dark Star would evolve into the band's most exploratory jam and represent a holy grail for Deadheads, especially given its growing rarity at concerts through the years. That original single was included on the Warner Brothers compilation What a Long Strange Trip It's Been. It clocked in at under 3 minutes. Live Dark Star jams have stretched out to over 45 minutes. Before that, from 1971's Metal, Pink Floyd's reflective Pillow of Winds. And now on to our time, Music in This Spirit by Grizzly Bear, 2012's Shields and What's Wrong on the Vinyl Experience.
Thank you.
Pay no attention to the crowd murmuring, clinking silverware. History was being made that January night in 1958 at Chicago's Pershing Hotel. And although Downbeat magazine was dismissive of the record as cocktail music, Ahmad Jamal Trio's Ponciana has grown as a much fetishized hi-fi classic for its candidly ambient recording and the eerily hypnotic groove. And it made a nice fit with Grizzly Bear's What's Wrong on the Vinyl Experience. In June 1965, the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction began its summer-long reign. Many remakes would follow, from the Otis Redding Sublime to the Devo Ridiculous. But it's Dora Hall that takes the cake and serves it up on a plastic plate. See, Dora's husband was a manufacturing magnate. The Solo Cup Company owned the market in plastic dinnerware back then. And happy to finance his aspiring wife's career, Leo Huelsman released Dora's many, many records as freebies with the purchase of his plastic cups and plates. And one such record was her better-than-average version of Satisfaction, thanks to backing by the legendary Wrecking Crew. Even though she was in her 60s at the time, she sure gave Mrs. Miller a run for her money.
she loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my seat and I'm doing the best that I can. I admit it's getting better, a little better.
June 1st and 2nd are the dual birthdays for the U.S. and U.K. editions of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. From the original mono capital release, that would be June 2nd, 67 in the U.S., Getting Better. And to another mono rarity, but from 10 years later, a radio-only promo single of Earth, Wind & Fire's smash Getaway.
We'll be right back.
Happy 30th birthday to Born in the USA from the Vinyl Experience. Jimmy Page has been popping up all over now that his remastered early Led Zeppelin albums are hitting the market. And as Jimmy fiddles with the controls one more time, let's demaster, that is, go back to the original LPs. Collectors clamor for engineer Robert Ludwig's hot cut of Led Zeppelin II that was withdrawn soon after its 1969 release because the bass dynamics supposedly caused skipping. It was shortly followed by various alternate cuts from different pressing plants, and each time they seemed to step on the peak limiting a little bit more, giving a satisfyingly lo-fi appeal to Atlantic's dark, squash, scary good sounding 1969 longwear plating master of LZ2.
And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Where what's to be, they say, will be.
And if the wind says, "Finn, sail away, leave the day way high in the sky." And low, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go. It only goes to show.
And if you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be?
I catch the wind, see a spin, sail away, leave the day way up high.
What you need so bad.
Thank you.
like the rain that's falling. She waits in the air, not a coup de sang. She sleeps in a chair in her sad America. When was the night so
another band that you wished would come back, and they'll do just that later this year. It's the return of King Crimson. Adrian Belew sang the plaintive Mate Kudasai on 1981's Discipline. King Crimson to some hot 1976 disco? That's how we roll here at the Vinyl Experience. But all for a reason. After all, you gotta love a song that name checks a record biz mogul in the opening line. Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah band, Cherchez la Femme, including the pre-rock song Whispering. As dance music, disco tried to bridge pop music's generation gap by absorbing the pre-rock generation's songs. And so the likes of Glenn Miller and the Andrews Sisters made the hit parade for a 1970s encore. And that brings us to one more, a shellac spin, the number one record beginning the week of June 10th, 1944. On June 6th, Allied forces invaded the beaches of Normandy. D-Day helped World War II turn a corner, but at great cost. The reissue, then, of this 1941 recording by Harry James Orchestra was timely and tragic for the great many sacrificed between its appearances on America's hit parade.
I'll get by as long as I have you. There may be rain and darkness too. I won't complain. I'll see it through. Poverty
The Vinyl Experience. Dick Haim's deep baritone intoning, I'll Get By. The deep sorrow of loss. The deep pride of victory. The passions of another time. D-Day, 70 years ago. A little more digging in the past will turn up recent Vinyl Experience shows that you may have missed at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Please visit the Vinyl Experience radio show on Facebook and click that like. Tweet about the show to your vinyl-loving friends and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Capelcante.